I swear, I pick these affirmations as soon as I hit record. Like, I don't play around. And they are just so aligned every time. Listen to this. I can do and accomplish anything I set my mind to. That's so, so good. Repeat it. Repeat after me. I can do and accomplish anything I set my mind to. What is up, guys? Welcome back for another Thursday of Raising Serotonin. It is 70 degrees outside. My window is open. My back door is open. So if you hear any weird noises, that was incredible timing if you actually heard that. I'm totally keeping that in. But it is 70 degrees. I mean, that's probably a little bit of global warming, but it's March and it's 70 degrees, so I am not complaining. I hope you are not. No complaining around here. No need for that. Do you hear the ice cream truck now? I don't know why he's coming around so early, but I mean, like, he's got to make his bag too. But anyway, we know that we thrive in warmer weather and sunshine, so keep bringing that all towards me. I'm actually really glad that I started off with that, because today we are going to talk about everything, all the things about moving through depression. The other day I posted a reel on Instagram, and if you didn't see it, just go to my Instagram. It's the picture with the purple background and the quote on it. So like, that'll be the reel on my feed. You can just click on that and you can watch it. The song that is played in the background in the little clip is called What a Time, if anyone was wondering, because I actually had to look up what that song was. I was like, I definitely know this song. But anyway, I used a part that says like, what a lie, what a lie, what a lie. And I used this to relate it back to being addicted, to being depressed, to having depression. And honestly, more so of the thought that I was going to be depressed my entire life. I genuinely thought that I was just going to be depressed forever. And that's just how I had to live. But that was actually the biggest lie I've ever told myself. I want to say first, before we even get into this topic at all, I am not a licensed professional in any way, shape, or form. So today is completely my experience, and I will die on the hills that I talk about all the time, because that's what you do when you preach. But all of these things have worked for me and I continue to do them. So I just can't not talk about it. And I want to talk about it because I want people to know that there are just normal people things that you can do to help yourself feel better. And I know depression is a very, very serious topic and it hits really close to home. So I want to talk about it. I would say my depression took a slow creep into my life and then literally boom, hit me all at one time. My parents got divorced when I was 8 years old, and all I really remember during that time period is being really, really angry. I didn't know what was going on, obviously. Like, I was 8 years old. I had no idea. And I remember my mom saying, like, I'll tell you when you're older. I really don't think we've talked about much about it, but I wouldn't want to either if I were her. But I do remember being angry. I didn't know why anything was going on, so I just remember being angry. And over the years, I continued to be angry. And I also didn't do very much. Like, I wasn't involved in anything at school. I didn't do like outside of school things either, really. I didn't have like a huge massive group of friends. I stuck to like the two close friends that I had, and that was really it. But if I did do something, I was so dramatic and over the top with everything I did, and not really in a good way either. Like, I know you can be like the best at everything you do, but it wasn't like that. It was just full drama all the time, always yelling, always making ridiculous statements. Just, that's just how I was. And that's why I said before, like, I thought I was just always going to be like that. Like, once you're a certain way, you don't change. Like, people are stuck in their ways. That's like really all I knew. It's all I heard. But fast forward to college, and boom, immediate depression when I was removed from my environment. And I kind of snark at that because I didn't think anything of it. I genuinely thought that moving completely out of state, away from what I know, was going to be so good for me. And it just wasn't. And it's not good for everyone, but it also can be an amazing experience for someone. So you have to be the one to find that out. I know people were telling me, oh, do you really want to do that? Yeah, I do. I do. I need to find out for myself. I need to know if this is what's going to work for me. And it ended up not working. And I've talked about my college experience at West Virginia so many times before, so I don't really need to go into that too deeply. But what I do want to bring up is when you are not comfortable, I need you to know that if you're not comfortable in the space that you are in, please know that you can change it. It will take a lot of work and a lot of effort and probably a hell of a lot of emotion and mental capacity. But when you have the choice to either stay or leave, or you are going to be uncomfortable or maybe get complacent, like, that is your choice. And you may have to stay somewhere for a period of time, but you need to make that decision after that period of time is over that you get to leave. You have to be in control of that, because if you stay stuck and stay complacent and or become complacent and then you stay complacent in the place that makes you not happy or uncomfortable or not bringing you a lot of joy, staying stuck is not what life is about. It's not, and I'm not going to let you think that way. Staying stuck or in a situation that you don't want to be in is probably one of the biggest reasons people don't grow. Like, that immediate halt on your life is stopping you from doing so many things that you probably wouldn't have any idea are possible because you're staying in one place. It is 1,000% easier to stay in a familiar place. I completely understand that. But ask yourself, like, really, really think about it. Like, what are your chances of doing the things that you want to do in life in a place that you can't grow? Like, think about that. Do you think life is going to just magically, like, get better because you're staying in a place that you can't grow in? Like, no, you're probably going to only get worse. Like, slim to none chances that you would grow. And if I have to be the person to tell you that, then we're going to talk about it. Because you know you are worth way more than staying stuck or upset or by yourself in a place that brings you nothing but uncomfortability or uncertainty or literally just brings you miserable. I was about to try to go on with that miserability, but if you are just straight up miserable in a place, don't stay. Telling yourself each and every day that you are worth more is going to help you grow. It's going to help your mindset. And depression, at least for me, was a lot of mindset things. And there was a lot of feelings and external things and all. But what I was telling my brain and what I was telling myself was not good at all. Every single thing that you are saying out loud to yourself, to others, your brain remembers it. Your brain is listening to everything that you do and say. And I know that is a crazy concept because brain's only like yay big, but the brain is so incredibly smart. I need you to know that whatever you say to yourself out loud, or even if you think it, your brain is going to remember it. We need to drill that in our heads. That's how we get away from the constant negative talk. It's how we get away from not belittling ourselves every day or every time we wake up or every time you look in the mirror. Even if you tell yourself you're sick and you're like, just say like, oh, like my stomach really, really hurts. And then you constantly think about it. Your stomach is probably going to end up hurting in some way, shape or form because you're constantly thinking about it. You say that you might have a bad time at some event, party, place, lunch, whatever. Your brain, your energy, your body language is more likely than not going to be reflected of what you are telling yourself, what the narrative is that you've already put out into the world. Like, your brain is reacting that quickly to whatever you're saying and doing. So depression is a scary freaking monster that needs to stay in the closet forever or under the bed and that where we can't get to us because it's not nice. But you are a beast that can beat it out. Depression does not need to be your lifestyle or just your way of life. It doesn't. And I know sometimes it feels like it whiz and it's never going to go away. But depression itself isn't quote unquote like the the chemical imbalance in your brain. Like, depression is the result that you're having because of the chemical imbalances. Does that make sense? Like, the lack of serotonin and dopamine that you are having is causing you to feel certain ways, to do certain things. When I was at my lowest, my very, very lowest point in college, like peak eating disorder, was taking 3 laxatives a day for multiple months, like horrific toxic relationship, so bad. Everything about my sophomore year of college was just so bad. My serotonin was negative numbers on the charts, like completely on a scale of 1 to 10, like zero. Zero wasn't even an option. It's zero. The thought of being alive, and this is just so crazy for me to talk about now, because like I couldn't imagine like where I am right now. Like I'm thankful that I went through that experience at that time in my life, so I can now look back and be like, holy crap, I am doing everything in my power to never feel like that again. Like, I don't want to go through anything like that again, so I'm going to make sure that I don't. I didn't want to live. I didn't want to deal with life. It was just easier to do nothing. It was easier to cry. It was easier to feel like shit. It was easier to not eat. It was easier to just be miserable. Because it's always easier to be negative, right? Until I hit my rock bottom completely and was probably going to end up unalived or in the hospital very badly if I did not tell my mom what was going on. So my first and biggest best tip for moving through your depression is to talk about it. I know you don't want to talk about it. I hid away from everything and everyone for multiple months, even though externally you knew that I was not well. And I didn't think anything of that. I didn't think my external was changing, because that's body dysmorphia. It was everything in my brain that I was telling myself, like, you're still fat, you're still ugly, you're still this, you're still that. I hid it away. So I know that you don't want to talk about it, but you have to. You have to talk about it. Talk about it with someone that is the most, makes you feel the most safe, that you trust, you have the best relationship with, like whoever that is in your life. And maybe that's a therapist. Maybe that's a doctor. Maybe that's a professional, like a teacher or something in your life. If not, it's a parent, it's a friend, it's a close relative. Whoever that may be to you, please go talk about it and say, like, I just need a judgment-free zone right now. And maybe you would want advice in that situation, or maybe you're just like, I just need to let this all out, and then can we talk about action steps? Like, just however you think that you need to talk about it, just talk about it, please. Depression doesn't ever need to win, ever. If you're scared and worried and anxious about all the things that could come after it, I know, but don't be scared. Don't stay scared. You can be scared, don't stay scared, because you can heal. You can do the work to heal. 1% every day, just a little bit at a time. And I know it's a lot. I know it's like, Sam, like, it sounds so easy. Like, how do I know. But it's not going to happen overnight. Healing and growing 1% each day is something that you just need to do, but it doesn't need to be done alone. And quick plug, like, I'm always here for you. I'm going to plug my Glow Project application in the show notes. So if you are looking for a little bit more accountability on your journey and just someone to talk through your health and fitness goals with, like, let's talk when you are ready. But regardless, the process of healing from your depression is just not rainbows and butterflies in the slightest bit. But don't think that you are ever going to be by yourself, because you're not. The days 1000% will become easier because you become stronger. That people always say, oh, like, well, it doesn't get easier. No, you become stronger. But yes, so in that sense, yes, it does get a little bit easier, because you start to figure out what feels good, what doesn't feel good, how you do want to spend your days, rather than going through just the motions because you have to. You have to wake up to go at that time when I was super depressed. I had to wake up to go to class because I was paying for that. I was not going to miss out on everything that I was paying for. I couldn't fail a class because then I would have to pay for it again. Like, everything was in my mind. I was like, nope. That's just whatever. You just have to freaking do it, Sam. Like, I'm sure other people do have this opinion. And if you do, let me know. I wish that college was like a thing in your 20s, like later in your 20s when you appreciate things differently and you can take things in differently. I feel like every person after high school needs to go into like the food industry or like the restaurant industry for like a year or two, and then you can decide, no, that, because you'd only be probably 18, like probably 3 years, and then you can decide, okay, you can stay that path, or kind of like life, or you can go to college. You can either continue your job or you can go to college, you know. Like, I just think that it would be appreciated way differently now, because in the beginning of your journey and just doing anything, it seems super terrifying, right? But when you're years into it, it feels good to do the work. Like, I don't think I was ever felt good to do the work of homework. But now that I appreciate things a little differently, I would have probably appreciated the homework more because it got me closer to learning more. And I wasn't at that stage in my life. And maybe if I was depressed at 26 years old, I wouldn't think this way. But moral is of that entire story, like, I just want you to know that the days become easier and you figure it out and you learn more and the journey feels good. Never forget, though, that some days might not be the best, and that's just because you're human. I am 5 years into this journey and I am still figuring things out. I'm still having the days where I'm like, I don't really feel my best today. Like, what can I do? And then I think about it. There are days where I'm like, I don't feel my best. I know I need to do X, Y, Z. But there are days where I have to think about it. It's because life is different every single day. That's never going to change. But you know what can change is the way that you are talking to yourself, what you are feeding yourself, what you're drinking, what you're listening to, what you are reading. Everything in between is affecting your psyche and how you are growing through life. So that's why I am constantly reminding you that you have the choice to grow or stay the same. And in depression, when you're feeling depressed, it doesn't feel like you have that choice, but you do. You do have that choice. I never thought I did. So that's why I'm here to tell you that you do have that choice. Whole reason I started raising serotonin is because I needed something like this when I was in college, or I'm glad that I have this now, but I needed this so bad. So I'm out here trying to reach as many people as I can because someone else needs it at some point in their life. No one told me that I got to choose to go on a walk because it was so nice outside instead of running multiple miles at the gym, because that's what I thought was healthy. Like, I would go to the gym at 6 o'clock in the morning, go to work for 8 hours, and then go back to the gym. Like, it's beautiful outside. Go take a freaking walk after work. Like, you don't need to go run more. You know, like, I didn't have that mindset. I didn't know I could decide to have yogurt and protein bars and berries for breakfast instead of giving me literally nothing, or eating just like toast that's going to make me have a complete blood sugar crash and feel like shit. Like, you actually get to have the choice to put good energy into your body. You get to pick the content that you consume. Like, you don't have to stay following that person. You don't have to look at anything that is not what you want to look at. And I know it's because I was like, I need this body, blah, blah, blah. But I would spend hours on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest just looking for, like, how to get skinny, how to get abs, how to just eat less but feel good. Like, that, anything that I looked up, I found the answer to. I consumed what I did not need to consume. So I needed all of the positivity things, but I don't remember, maybe it's because I wasn't looking for it, but I don't remember having any of this that we have now back in college. And yeah, the mental health space is completely different, but pick your content wisely. Pick the content that makes you feel good, that uplifts you, that motivates you. You don't need to watch people the day in the life get right. You don't. I know it's entertaining. I know it's mindless, but find content that actually motivates you and keeps you happy and growing. You can tell yourself that you are capable and that you do not need to ever live in a space or even in a headspace that makes you miserable. You get to decide that. And I know it. You feel like shit and you're like, well, how can I even think like that? I know. And I know it feels like nothing works, But it's because that as a society, we're so used to and obsessed with instant gratification. And I wholeheartedly believe that instant gratification does not exist in the healing world. You will not do one thing and immediately feel better. It just doesn't work like that. Like, yeah, it may feel good in the moment, but then a few hours later, you're going to kind of like go down, unless you know how to consistently stay stable in your mindset. It takes a good ass time to feel good. It takes a long ass time to feel good, but give it the time. It is so worth it. And maybe you're the start of it is getting on medication. Like that was my first step. Well, talking to my mom was my first step, but then getting on medication that I talked to with my doctor that was appropriate for me. I also went through a bunch of trial and errors with medicine. Like that wasn't the best time ever. Like I was on medication that did not make me feel good when the point of it was to make me feel good. So like even with medication, it may not instantly work. It takes like 30 days for any medication to like actually like at least for the SSRI, SSNI, for it to fully start getting in your system. So that's 30 days right there. Like you still need to do things in between just taking your medicine. But maybe that is you're on medication, whatever. And now you want to start a workout routine or just a new habit routine in general. Like you want to work on reading more. You want to work on getting more water in your life. You want to work on getting more steps. Like maybe you want to have an accountability partner and all of these things are amazing first steps. So be proud of those steps. Be proud of any step you're taking on this journey. Even if it's a step, honestly, don't be proud of your setbacks, but make sure you learn from it because we're going to have setbacks because that's life. But start when you feel scared because doing the action is going to make you feel better. I know everything in life is scary and that's how we grow. It's how you grow through it. It's how you get better. It's how you stand up a little bit taller. And if you are listening to this and you know someone that's going through a season of life like this, please know or tell them that you are loved. They are loved. I don't think I heard that enough when I was really needing it from the people that I needed it most by. And that might be because I didn't express anything and I was just hurting on the inside. But I make sure I tell people how much I love them now. Like I make sure that they know and that they're heard and that I don't want them to ever feel unseen because that's exactly how I felt. And that's not why I'm here now. I am here to make sure that you know how loved you are. Make sure that you are telling yourself every single day how much you love yourself. And don't say like, Sam, I don't love myself right now because you're working on it. Tell yourself that you love yourself. Go ahead. Do it. Before this episode's over, do it. Tell yourself how much you love yourself and that you are so proud of the work that you are putting in. So back to square one. We're talking about it out loud to people that we trust the most or a person. You're going to make an action plan to take steps in the right direction because you're not going to stay in bed and feel like shit. You're not. You are worth more than that. And have someone hold you accountable because doing the work for yourself and making sure that it's done feels freaking good. Knowing that you can say, hey, I did this because I'm a boss ass bitch and I want to do it. And that person gets to cheer you on. Make sure that you're feeling amazing with the work that you're doing. That's a win-win. Let's celebrate that shit. You are worth it every single time. And I love you so, so much. And I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.